All right, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at a pretty landmark case under the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Definitely a big one.
EEOC v. Hartway Corporation. Hmm. Now, this case, it's fascinating because it really kind of gets at the heart of how the law protects individuals, even when they may not actually have a disability.
Right.
But their employer thinks they do.
That's the key. That's exactly it.
So we're going to be talking a lot today about assumptions and perceptions.
Yeah.
And how those can sometimes land employers in some pretty hot water.
Yeah. And specifically, we're talking about the regarded as prong of the ADA.
Exactly.
This case from the 10th Circuit back in 2006 really solidified what it means to be regarded as having a disability.
Right.
And like you were saying, it's not just that the employer thinks, oh, you know, they have some sort of medical condition.
Right.
The law really digs into whether they believe that condition actually limits a major life activity.
Right.
And a big one, of course, is working.
Right. That comes up all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a really important protection because it prevents people from being discriminated against just based on, like, fear or stereotypes.
Right. Just because people have some, you know, unfounded concerns.
Exactly.
So let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. This case centers around a woman named Janet Edwards.
Okay.
She was working as a cook at the York Manor Nursing Home,
right,
which was owned by Hartway Corporation. Now, Mrs. Edwards, she was diagnosed with hepatitis C.
Okay.
But, and this is super important, her doctor cleared her to return to work.
Okay.
So you'd think, no problem, right?
Yeah, you would think that'd be the end of it.
End of story.
Case closed.
But unfortunately, that is not what happened.
No, no, it wasn't.
Shortly after Mrs. Edwards told her supervisor, Mitchell Townsend, about her diagnosis, things took a bit of a turn.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to quote directly from the court documents here, because what Mr. Townsend said is pretty telling. He said, "You having hepatitis C, you will not work in our kitchen."
Wow. Straight to the point.
Yeah. No room for interpretation there.
No.
And what's maybe even more telling is the reason he gave.
Okay.
He was worried that if the other, you know, residents at the nursing home, if they found out about Mrs. Edwards' condition,
right,
that there would be a mass exodus.
Oh, wow.
So his decision, it wasn't based on any sort of medical evidence,
no,
you know, showing that she couldn't do her job safely.
Right.
It was purely based on this fear of, like, how other people would react.
Yeah.
And, you know, the stigma that's unfortunately still associated with hepatitis C.
Oh, absolutely. The stigma is a huge factor here.
Yeah. So as you can imagine, this did not sit well. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the EEOC, they stepped in and filed a lawsuit against Hartway for disability discrimination.
Makes sense. They had to step in.
Yeah. Now, this case, it didn't exactly go smoothly through the legal system. Can you kind of walk us through what happened at the trial level? Because it wasn't just a straight up clear cut win for the EEOC.
No, it wasn't. It went to trial in federal district court.
Okay. And the jury did side with the EEOC.
Okay.
And they awarded Janet Edwards $20,000 in compensatory damages.
Okay.
Plus back pay for the wages that she lost, which is, you know, totally fair.
Right. Makes sense.
But here's the thing. The jury didn't find that Hartway should have to pay punitive damages.
Oh, interesting.
Punitive damages, you know, they're meant to punish the employer.
Right. Right, for, like, really bad behavior.
Exactly. For being really egregious in their actions.
Okay.
And in this case, the jury, they didn't think that was warranted.
Interesting. So both sides actually appealed the decision, right?
Yes.
So Hartway didn't like the fact that they were found liable for discrimination at all.
Right.
And the EEOC, they thought that the district court messed up with the whole punitive damages thing.
Exactly.
So that kicked it up to the 10th Circuit, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit.
Yes, that's where things get really interesting.
All right, so now we're at the appellate level. Now, there was a pretty important legal concept that came up back at the district court.
It's a thing called judgment as a matter of law, or JOL for short.
All right. I'm familiar with JOL.
So the district court judge, he actually granted Hartway's request for a JMOL, specifically on that punitive damages issue.
Oh, so he kind of overruled the jury on that.
Exactly. He basically said, look, there's not enough evidence here to support punitive damages, so the jury shouldn't even be considering it.
Okay, so he took that decision away from them.
Exactly. So the district court judge, even though the jury found discrimination, he's saying, okay, but not bad enough discrimination to warrant extra punishment.
Interesting.
But here's where the 10th Circuit, they come in and say, hold on, not so fast.
I bet they did.
They actually reversed that J-Mole decision.
Wow. Okay.
And said, you know what? Whether or not Hartway's actions rose to that level of what they called malice or reckless indifference.
Right.
Which is the standard for punitive damages.
Mm-hmm.
That's something the jury should decide.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So now that we've laid all the groundwork, let's really get into the heart of the legal issues here.
Let's do it.
Okay. First and foremost, did Hartway regard Janet Edwards as disabled under the ADA? Because this is really the key to understanding this regarded as protection.
Absolutely. This is crucial. Now, the ADA has three prongs when it defines disability.
Right.
You've got actually having a disability,
mm-hmm.
having a record of a disability,
mm-hmm.
and then being regarded as having a disability.
Right.
And this third one is so important because it protects people based on the employer's perceptions.
Right.
Even if those perceptions are wrong.
Even if they're totally off base.
Completely.
Okay.
So in Mrs. Edwards' case, the major life activity that we're focusing on is working.
Okay. So let's say a court is trying to figure out if an employer regarded someone as having a disability, specifically a limitation in their ability to work.
Mm-hmm.
What are they looking for? Like, what's the test?
Okay, so the main question that courts ask is, did the employer believe that the employee's impairment would prevent them from doing a whole class of jobs or a broad range of jobs?
Okay, so it's not just like one specific job.
Right, it's got to be more than that. You know, it can't just be like, oh, they can't be a cashier. Mm-hmm. It's got to be like they can't do any job that requires standing for long periods of time.
Right, that makes sense.
So it's a much higher threshold.
Okay, so where do the comments that Townsend made to Janet Edwards, how do those fit into this? Because, I mean, what he said seems pretty important.
Oh, it's definitely key. Remember, he said, you having hepatitis C, you will not work in our kitchen.
Right.
And the court looked at that and said, okay, this shows that Hartway, they didn't just think she couldn't do her specific job.
Right.
They thought she was unfit to do any job in a kitchen.
Okay.
And remember how Townsend mentioned the mass exodus?
Mm-hmm.
That further proves their concern wasn't limited to just her duties.
Right. It wasn't just about her specific tasks.
No, they thought she couldn't work in that whole environment.
Right. Just being there at all.
Exactly.
So essentially, even though Janet Edwards had a doctor's note saying she was good to go, Hartway's incorrect perception of her hepatitis C,
yeah,
that alone was enough,
yeah,
to meet the definition of being regarded as disabled.
That's right.
Even though she wasn't actually limited in her ability to work.
Yes. And that's really the whole point of the regarded as provision.
Right.
It prevents employers from making decisions based on fear, stereotypes, and like just bad information about a medical condition.
Right.
Even if that condition doesn't actually affect the person's ability to do their job.
Wow. So it's really all about protecting employees from those unfounded assumptions.
Oh, absolutely.
So let's move on. Now, we've established that Hartway had this incorrect perception.
Right.
But the EEOC, they also had to show that this perception is what actually led to Janet Edwards being fired.
Yeah, they have to prove discrimination.
Right. It can't just be the perception itself, right?
Exactly. They've got to connect the dots.
So what did the 10th Circuit look at to determine that there was actually discrimination because of this perceived disability?
So a few things really jumped out.
Okay.
First, the timing. Miss Edwards got fired almost immediately after she told Townsend about her hepatitis C.
Right, after she disclosed her diagnosis.
Exactly. And she even had a doctor's note saying she was clear to work.
Right.
So that close proximity in time between those two events,
right,
it's pretty strong evidence that her diagnosis was the real reason.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely looks suspicious.
Right. It's hard to ignore that.
Okay, so timing is one thing.
Mm-hmm. And there's more.
Okay.
The court also looked at how Hartway kept changing their story about why they fired Mrs. Edwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. At first, they were all about safety concerns, right? Like, they were worried about the residents.
Right.
But then, as the EEOC kept investigating, they started bringing up her job performance.
Oh, like they were trying to find other reasons.
Exactly. And when an employer's reasons keep shifting like that, it can be a big red flag.
Okay.
It makes it seem like they're just trying to come up with excuses.
Right, to cover up the real reason.
Exactly. We call this pretext in legal terms.
Oh, right. So changing their story, that's another sign.
Yeah. And we can't forget about that really disturbing quote from Townsend to the EEOC investigator.
Right.
He said, "How would you like to eat food containing her blood?"
Yeah, that was pretty awful.
It was. And that statement, it has nothing to do with reality.
Right.
You know, it's not based on how hepatitis C is actually transmitted.
Right.
It reveals this, like, deep-seated fear and prejudice.
Right. Just total ignorance about the condition.
Exactly. And it suggests that Hartway, they weren't making decisions based on facts or logic.
Right.
They were making decisions based on fear.
Okay. So let's circle back to punitive damages for a second, because remember, the jury initially said no to those,
mm-hmm.
but the Tenth Circuit said, hold on, this should have been a jury decision.
Right. They reversed that JMLAW.
So just to recap, what's the legal standard for punitive damages in an ADA case?
Okay, so to get punitive damages, you have to prove that the employer acted with malice or reckless indifference to the employee's federally protected rights.
Okay.
This means they either knew they were violating the ADA or they just didn't care.
Okay, so it's a pretty high bar.
It is. It's not just about proving discrimination. It's about proving really bad behavior on top of that.
Right, like intentional or just blatantly disregarding the law.
Right.
So why did the Tenth Circuit say that the punitive damages issue should have gone to the jury in this case?
Yeah.
What did they see that was so bad?
Well, they focused on how Townsend fired Mrs. Edwards right away, you know, as soon as he heard about her diagnosis.
Right.
He didn't even try to figure out if she could actually work.
Right.
Or even consider the fact that her doctor cleared her.
Right. He just totally dismissed that.
Completely. And the court said, look, this is blatant disregard for her rights. And that disregard, that's enough for a jury to potentially find reckless indifference.
Okay, so they're saying the district court judge, he shouldn't have taken that decision away from the jury.
Exactly.
Because there was at least some evidence to support those punitive damages.
Right.
Okay. So for all those employers out there listening,
mm-hmm.
what are the big takeaways from EEOC v. Hartway Corporation? Like, what should they be learning from this to make sure they don't end up in the same situation?
Well, the biggest thing is, don't make assumptions.
Right.
You can't just assume that someone can't work because of a diagnosis.
Okay.
You have to look at each employee individually, assess their abilities.
Okay.
And if a doctor clears an employee to work, you need to trust that judgment.
Okay, so don't let your own fears get in the way.
Exactly. And don't worry about what other people might think.
Okay, so no knee-jerk reactions.
Well, take the facts.
This case really shows how relying on stereotypes.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, actual evidence, can get you into a lot of trouble.
Big trouble.
And it also seems like training managers is super important here.
Absolutely.
Because Townsend, I mean, what he said, it really put Hartway in a bad spot.
It did.
So make sure managers understand the ADA,
mm-hmm.
especially the regarded as part.
Yay.
And train them to avoid those kinds of discriminatory comments.
Absolutely. Those off-the-cuff remarks, they can come back to bite you.
Yeah, big time. So what about employees? How does this case protect them?
Well, for employees, this case shows how the ADA protects you, even if you don't fit the traditional definition of disabled.
Right. So you don't have to have like an obvious visible disability.
Exactly. The regarded as provision, it's like a shield.
Okay.
It protects you from discrimination based on your employer's incorrect assumptions.
Right.
So even if your boss is wrong about your condition mm-hmm. and they think it'll prevent you from working, that's still discrimination.
Right.
You can't be fired just because your boss has some kind of misinformed prejudice.
Wow, that's really good to know.
Yeah, it's a powerful protection.
So just to summarize everything for our listeners, mm-hmm. Hartway lost this case because they thought Janet Edwards was a safety risk because of her hepatitis C.
Right.
Even though her doctor cleared her to work.
Right. And the court really emphasized that it's not just about whether someone actually has a disability. Yeah. It's about whether their employer thinks they do.
Right.
And acts on that belief.
Okay, so perception is really important here.
Absolutely.
And the Tenth Circuit's decision on the punitive damages,
mm-hmm.
that's also really significant, right?
Yeah.
Because it shows that if an employer just completely ignores an employee's rights under the ADA,
mm-hmm.
a jury might decide to hit them with those extra penalties.
Absolutely.
Wow. Really insightful analysis of EEOC v. Hartway. This case really shines a light on how complex disability law can be.
Yeah, it's complicated stuff.
And it shows how important it is to challenge assumptions.
Always.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, yeah. I want to leave you with something to think about. What are the bigger implications when employers make decisions based on fear?
Yeah.
And just like misinformation about medical conditions.
It's a big problem.
How does the regarded as part of the ADA protect against that?
Mm-hmm.
And can you think of other situations, maybe even outside of work,
right,
where these kinds of misperceptions can lead to unfair treatment?
Something to ponder.
Thanks for joining us today on The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time.